Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Antonio Banderas this morning.
Antonio Banderas. I have a special place in my heart for Antonio Banderas. When I was in my second trimester of my pregnancy, where the dreams are really vivid.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Antonio Banderas, the Zorro version of Antonio Banderas, was very good to me.
Not the Puss in Boots version of Antonio Banderas.
Correct. It was Zorro.
He
does have a very sexy voice.
Oh,
get back into that.
Sexy.
Details of that dream.
Mm-hmm. I could. But he turned 60 yesterday, and he has COVID. He said, quote, "I'm forced to celebrate my 60th birthday in quarantine after having tested positive. I would like to add that I am relatively okay, just a little more tired than usual, but I'm confident to recover as soon as possible." He added that he'll take advantage of this isolation to read, write, and rest. Now, he's had a couple of things, health issues, in the last decade or so. He had a benign tumor removed from his back in 2009. He had a heart attack 3 years ago, but other than that, we know that we think he's in pretty good health. His ex, Melanie Griffith, celebrated her 63rd birthday the day before yesterday, but she doesn't have anything going on.
They're not together
health-wise.
Anymore?
I know. I was thinking, I was like, are they still married? In the back of my head, no, they're not.
They're not. Wow.
They're not. She did post a photo of a happy birthday sign on the front gate of her house. She said, "I've gotten flowers, gifts, sweet texts, and FaceTimes from my children, my ex-husbands, and so many dear friends. It's unclear if Antonio is one of them." Her other ex-husbands are Don Johnson and Stephen Bauer. Don Johnson. She married a couple of hotties. I don't remember much about Stephen Bauer, but Don Johnson back in the day, Miami Vice days.
He was hot.
Oh, yeah. He had a hit record, remember? Don Johnson had a song.
Mm-hmm. I can visualize it.
Yeah, yeah. It might be good for Yacht Rock.
Maybe.
Sylvester Stallone is selling his SUV for more than what most people's houses are probably worth. It's a 20-foot, fully customized 2019 Cadillac Escalade, and he wants $350,000 for this Escalade.
Wow, what's it got?
Fully
going
customized.
On.
It has a 43-inch ultra-high-def LCD smart TV built into the center divider.
Okay.
And 12-inch screens for rear-facing passengers with two SIM cards from different carriers to ensure the most reliable connection. The windows have electric curtains, and there are two fully electric rear bucket seats with leg rests.
That sounds... What kind of car is this? An Escalade?
It is a... 2019 Cadillac Escalade, fully customized.
Wow.
Sounds wonderful.
The car only has 1,000 miles on it. He's unloading it because his requirement for it has recently changed. And so he's going to sell it to you for the bargain basement price of $350,000.
Dang. So that's a really nice house.
And,
sometimes
sure,
when cars get into the, you know, house price range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when it's a little bit rough for me to wrap my
head around. It's true. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I passed this old Dodge Prospector van with a pop-up hood on the top.
Yeah.
Every morning on my way to work, and I'm like, someone lives in there.
Yeah.
Someone's living
probably
in that. And it is probably pimped out in there.
Yeah.
Audiovox TV.
$350,000 might be nice enough to sign it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your commemorative Sly Stallone Escalade.
The start of Shark Week on Discovery Channel. I hate to be a downer, but sharks are way down the list of scary things right now for me. I mean, seriously, right now walking into a CVS is scarier than Shark Week. The only thing scarier than a school of sharks is a school.
A 103-year-old woman in Michigan got a tattoo last week to check it off her bucket list. Well, I just hope she doesn't regret it when she gets older.
7-Eleven is introducing a new line of never-frozen pastries baked fresh in stores nationally. Yep, now their goods are freshly baked, just like the kid working behind the counter.
I got that late.
Took a minute.
It did. I was like, oh.
641, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Chance of showers and thunderstorms today. We'll see a high around 87. Right now, 69 at Cincinnati's Q102.
Yeah, did you see President Trump's press briefing yesterday? It was a little bit unsettling. He was abruptly ushered out of the room. Came back later, announced there was a shooting outside the White House. According to later reports, a Secret Service officer shot a man who claimed he had a weapon and was acting erratically. Both the suspect and the officer were taken to local hospitals, and the Secret Service is conducting an internal review.
Yeah, it was kind of anticlimactic. I didn't see it happen live. I got the alerts on my phone, and the alerts said President Trump's press briefing abruptly interrupted as Secret Service pulls him from the briefing.
Rushes him out of
shooting. And so immediately, like, the first pop-up that I got was from TMZ. I'm like, oh, I know they'll have video. And sure enough, they did. And it was kind of anticlimactic.
They're just about going to be topping records, hopefully soon. Excuse me?
Like, you think in that moment, you know, they're going to physically, like, grab him and hustle him out of there. Like, get him out.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, go.
Like they do in the
wrangle
movies.
Him into it. Yeah, like they do in the movies and TV shows where they rush him to a secure area.
Right.
Instead, you know, as he's doing his rap, he's
like, okay.
He's like, Mr. President, we should probably go.
They're just about going to be topping records, hopefully soon.
Sir.
Excuse me?
You know, we should probably go in another room because there's something going on outside. So would you come with us, please? And he kind of shrugs his shoulders and he's like,
okay. And he just slowly
sauntered.
I guess I'll go. Yes.
Yeah.
Out of the room.
It almost felt intentional how slick, because he's like, I want to be cool.
Yeah.
I do not want to act like I'm scared.
Well, you know, too, you got it. It was probably a pretty measured response. It was one guy with a gun outside. They got him quick. It wasn't like,
right. Yeah.
Incoming bombs.
What was he doing there? The guy that was outside of the White House, was he? Did we know anything about what he was doing?
Just acting erratically.
There was.
Yeah. And, well, and then President Trump surely came back once they got the situation contained. He came back out and tried to fill everybody in because all of a sudden they couldn't do live on cameras because the White House was in lockdown. So the reporters outside couldn't broadcast from the White House lawn like they usually do and talk back to the correspondents and giving him information as to what was going on. So all we had was the president.
There was a shooting outside of the White House. It seems that the person was shot by Secret Service. There are no details. We just found out just now. Somebody is taken to the hospital. It was the suspect who was shot. It might not have had anything to do with me. It might have been something else.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the first time either, but.
No, I mean, if you're going to act erratically, probably the worst place to do that is in front of the White House.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are parents. Congratulations to them. Katherine gave birth to a baby girl. And
I love Chris Pratt's baby.
They named her Lila Maria Schwarzenegger Pratt.
Lila. Oh, that's cute.
That is cute.
Arnold and Maria. Grandparents.
Oh, so she has the maiden name and his name, right? Schwarzenegger Pratt. Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm. Lila Maria Schwarzenegger Pratt. This is Catherine's first child, but Chris Pratt's second. He has a 7-year-old son with his ex-wife, Anna Faris. The birth makes Arnold Schwarzenegger and his ex-wife, Maria Shriver, first-time grandparents.
I bet they're going to love that.
Yeah,
I can see both of them in a very wonderful grandparent role.
Yeah,
for sure.
Especially Maria, man. She seems to be so, like, just sweet and kind.
Centered, grounded.
Yeah.
Conscious, yeah. Well, Zac Efron is going to be starring in a 3 Men and a Baby remake for Disney Plus.
Oh, boy.
It's all we know about the project at this point, but the original came out in 1987.
I loved that movie.
Well, Tom Selleck's in it. How can you not love it?
Michael, you have to wipe where the poop is.
Steve Guttenberg. Hello.
Yeah. And Ted Danson. I mean, that was a great movie. They were 3 New York bachelors, found themselves caring for an infant. There was also
these
a
diapers are way too big. What size did you get?
They're ultra absorbent.
The more absorbent, the better, if you ask me.
Will you hold it for a minute? The kid's going crazy. I don't want to. Come on, Michael.
Hey, don't pull that so hard. It's going to rip.
I'm not going to rip it.
Yes, you are.
All right, well, okay, get me another diaper. I'll use the tape. I'll use the tape from the diaper. I'll tape it up. I'm an architect. I build 50-story skyscrapers. I assemble cities of the future. I can certainly put together a diaper. Take it easy, kid. All right? There, see? It's working. Piece of cake. Nice job, Pete. A little insect was just waiting for that diaper to fall off.
Yes. That's a great movie. Yeah. So that'll be fun to see Zac Efron shirtless with a baby.
Oh, yeah. So do he's going to be so cute.
Who the other two will be?
No, all we know is Zac has signed on. So
I hope Tom Selleck does.
Is like the great grandpa or something.
I'll be telling you about a reverse mortgage.
The crotchety old man living across the street.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, for sure.
Interesting fact about Three Men and a Baby. It was the first live action Disney movie to cross the $100 million mark domestically. Very successful franchise.
The Ghost, too. Do you guys remember how there was always that rumor of like there was a little boy like and a gun, I think, or something like that. It was like a ghost in the background of one of the paintings on the wall. And it was always one of those things growing up that you would pause to see if you could see the boy ghost in the background of the wall. Oh, huh. How do you guys not know about this?
That
sounds vaguely familiar.
It was like that in The Wizard of Oz.
The guy hanging.
Yes.
In the background.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.